Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And it's our best of 2019. Woo! Where we're going to rehash all the best ofs.
Yeah.
And maybe worst ofs. Lots of worst ofs.
Oh, yeah. More worst ofs than best ofs.
Of 2019.
And, of course, the coveted most incompetent.
That's at the end.
Well,
you'll have to wait
that's
for
the last
that.
One, of course.
Okay, so we haven't done this in a while.
In a while, right.
So I had to go back and at least listen to one of our old best of 2015 mm-hmm. just to kind of get a sense of what was happening yeah. and I don't know.
A lot happens in 4 years.
And so we always come up with the categories ahead of time and then we don't share our, like, what we think.
Our thoughts.
Until this.
With each other, right.
But so I struggled to even think what happened in 2019. Did
a
you?
A lot. No.
Really? You didn't?
Well, 2019 was the year where I could really devote myself to watching the show.
Mm.
I had much less going on in my personal life, and so I could dedicate that time to okay. this podcast.
Okay.
I don't write books. I don't buy houses. I don't get new kittens. But by golly, I know what's going on in the
Well,
the
let
restless.
Me tell you, I've had a lot of time to devote in the last month.
Okay.
So what I did was I did some homework
mm-hmm.
and I went through to figure out what the key storylines of 2019 were.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should take a walk through our own Chancellor Park to revisit some of 2019's most memorable moments.
Okay.
Just because
yeah, no, that's
I
a good
needed
idea.
This and yeah. I wonder if you remember all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because when did you move back to Portland?
December.
Oh.
Well, no. I moved back to Portland in April.
Yeah, I was going to say it was the spring.
Yeah, and yeah, okay. yeah, January.
And you had a lot going on, so yeah. maybe you don't remember.
Right, that's true.
So do you know that a year ago, believe
I feel like
it or
this
not,
is a test.
It's not a test.
Okay,
it was a real test for me.
Okay.
Believe it or not, JT was missing and presumed
right?
murdered.
Yeah.
Victor was framed for JT's death.
Mm-hmm.
He was let go.
Mm-hmm, of
and
course.
Then Victoria, Phyllis, Sharon, and Nikki were tried and convicted of
mm-hmm.
the murder.
Mm-hmm.
There was no body.
Right.
And they were headed to prison. So remember those sweet jumpsuits?
I do.
And then it was all wrapped up when Ray and Nick helped the women escape. They hid in the Abbott cabin, only mm-hmm. to be terrorized by the real JT.
Right. Who was
had
not dead.
Some kind of brain tumor that made him act crazy. Was it a brain tumor? Did we even find out?
I don't think we ever found out because people were just like, I don't care. Just get rid of him.
Yeah. And it was wrapped up when Nick and Ray saved the day. Mm-hmm. They rescued the women. They captured JT. And so where is JT?
In a prison hospital somewhere? Getting chemo for
prison
his brain tumor?
Prison /hospital. Okay. Okay. I mean, he was remorseful. Anyway, that was
yeah.
a year ago.
Yeah.
So that could count.
Didn't care then.
As a storyline.
Okay. All right.
Just saying. Okay. Then.
Does that count as a death then?
Well, no, because he's alive.
Because he's actually alive?
Yeah. Mm. And I think the fake death was in the mm-hmm. fall
okay.
of 2018.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so then February-ish, Christoph St. John's real death
mm-hmm.
was a shock to all of us.
Yeah.
And he died from an underlying heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
But then in Genoa City, Neil's death rocked the world,
mm-hmm.
particularly Lily, who had just returned from prison herself.
Right.
And then the entire town mourned at Neil's funeral. There were
Which
eulogies.
Was really sweet.
Yeah, they had Malcolm and Devon and Victor mm-hmm. and Lily couldn't even get up and speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was all super real.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think like that easily comes to mind.
Oh,
for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Then Kyle and Summer. I had completely forgotten about this until you told me. Okay, it was a twist of fate, remember. Lola
mm-hmm.
was accidentally bludgeoned by Mia,
mm-hmm.
and she had a near-death incident that led doctors to discovering she needed a kidney.
Liver.
Oh, liver. My bad. Liver. My bad. Of course, the only match was Summer, who blackmailed Kyle into marrying her in order to save Lola's life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they had hot honeymoon sex,
mm-hmm.
and then she handed over her liver full of wedding champagne. A match made in heaven.
Right. That lasted, what, a week before Kyle's just like, you know what, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even remember. Okay, so then Adam returned. It had turned out he'd been hit by a train and was suffering from major amnesia.
Years long amnesia,
but was capable enough to find his way to Vegas and rely on his intuitive poker skills to be living off the grid as a card shark named Spider.
With a Y.
With a Y. Sharon was coerced into helping him regain his memory and return to Genoa City. Only then he was shot by a mystery person within a day, which gave him the excuse to walk around without a shirt 24/7 and beg for Sharon's help. He also spent the summer fighting with Nick over the custody of Christian, blah, 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 blah. So then some of the aftermath of that was then Adam tried to spike Victor's heart pills to disable him from running Newman Enterprises. Was that the...
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to make him he didn't want to kill Victor.
He didn't want to kill him. He just wanted him incapacitated.
He just wanted to make him a human vegetable.
Right. Yeah. So much better.
Great. So Victor and basically the whole family faked Victor's death in front of Adam to teach him a lesson? Was that?
Something like that. Okay. Yeah.
After a quick weekend, it was revealed he was alive and things went back to normal, except Summer was pouty that she wasn't in on it. And this also broke up Abby and Nate because of his ethics.
Right. That he has them and no Newman does.
<doesn't. laughs> Okay. So then the real big Summer story was once Summer agreed to give Kyle a divorce and let him be with Lola, then they got engaged. And so the whole town, remember they had the joint bachelor party and there was like, lots of cat fights and bro fights.
Yeah.
But the wedding itself was very low key, except Lola's skeezy dad showed up, and then we were introduced to Theo.
Right.
My favorite storyline, which was really like 2 days, was that with some financial backing of Chelsea and Phyllis, Abby opened the Grand Phoenix, and they had a drug-fueled opening night that will be remembered until the end of time.
Yeah. Yeah, the best Grand opening Sangria. Of anything.
Even though, I mean, she also opened Society, but I feel like that wasn't, it was like, okay,
that was more like a prelude to opening the Grand Phoenix.
Totally. I mean, I guess Abby became a real estate mogul this year, right?
Yeah.
That's
its
own thing. All right. So then Billy had a breakdown.
Major breakdown.
And he was hyper-focused on getting revenge on Adam for the 900th time.
Mm-hmm.
For killing Delia, and kept finding weird ghost messages around the house. Eventually, it turned out he had a split personality that chewed a lot of gum.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Chloe locked him in the boathouse, tied him to a bed, and let him work it out himself for about a week. And supposedly, he's okay now.
Right.
But
everyone thinks he's okay, except Billy knows he's not okay.
Yeah.
But he's okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Like I said, happiness dip.
Right.
Oops, Devon gave away his bajillion-dollar inheritance from Catherine. Kane got the blame.
Thinking that's what she wanted.
Yeah, thinking that's what she wanted. That's why it's an oops. Whoopsie. Kane got the blame and left the show, but with the assumption that he's out hunting for it. And then we also found out Theo's an Abbott because Jack did some detective work, got a 24-hour DNA test. Yeah. The rest is history.
Drive-through DNA.
I mean,
test.
I felt like, just drive-through. Just hold your finger out the first window,
then your result will be at the second window.
Yeah, exactly.
Please have your payment
ready.
Sounds
great. I thought those were the highlights. I know there's a lot of other things that happened, but I needed sort of that chronological run-through.
Right.
So
no, that's helpful.
Okay. So should we get to it?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
No.
Okay.
It was a great year.
Was it?
There were
some highs.
There were some really fun storylines. Yeah. There were some educational storylines.
But there were educational storylines?
Well, like the, Victor's weird blood disease. Okay, learned something.
Okay.
You know, sure. That's true. That if you get a liver transplant, you can go full on partying the night before and the night after.
Apparently
with no repercussions at all.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
Or scars.
And that you could also, if you have a distinct mental breakdown, just work it out while being tied to a bed.
Sure. Yeah.
That is
solid
super
advice.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Why didn't they exercise him? have Billy.
I felt like that's maybe where it was supposed to go. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
I'm glad. I'm okay. Now I'm glad they didn't. But
yeah,
you know, that would have been kind of funny to have the split pea soup and the bed spinning and.
I felt like that room was.
They
so
don't have a priest,
dirty.
So.
Don't have a priest.
They wouldn't have. Paul's they wouldn't brother, know who to call.
He hasn't been back in a really long time.
That's true.
Would have been a good excuse to bring him back and get an exorcism.
Right. Check that off his little priest placard.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it.
Okay.
The first category. Best hair. Do you want to do male or female first?
Let's do male.
All right. Who's yours?
You know, Jack is a perennial favorite. He's kept that same haircut for years, and it works for him.
Yep.
Of the young people, I'm kind of leaning towards Kyle. You know, I don't love the hairstyle, but it works on him. Okay. It works as a character.
Okay.
You know, point.
Okay. So who's your, are you a Jack or a Kyle?
Let's go with, I'm going to go with Jack.
Well, I want you to know that I was like, I'm not going to pick Nick this year. I'm just not.
For best hair?
Yeah.
Damn right. Because
I always do.
Yeah.
And then I went through and I looked at everyone and I looked at all these pictures and I was like, it's Nick. Sorry. I still think Nick has the best hair.
Nick's wasn't terrible. I'll grant you that much.
I mean,
in past years, it's been really bad. But this year, it's just kind of, you know, it's a decent length. He's got some product in it. It's not an issue.
I feel like... it just fits for him, for me, all the things. I don't know. Yeah, I usually think Noah has great hair, but Noah wasn't around.
Yeah, he wasn't on.
So I really looked at everyone's hair a lot. I wondered, does Devon count in this?
That's a good question, and I would put him at the top of the list.
I totally would have, but I was like, he doesn't have
what
hair.
What he does with his hair is really great, except for his facial hair. His facial hair, he needs to just accept the fact that he can't grow a full beard and that doesn't make him less of a man.
I thought it was kind of like a cool, like, you know, like that hipster sort of.
No, this is a man who's trying to grow a beard who can't. Oh. He just doesn't have the follicles in his cheeks. Yeah. You just need to get over it and move on.
Okay. Well, I thought about Devon's hair.
Move on, Devon.
Move on, Devon. Do you want me to make you a t-shirt? Are you his new troll?
Yes.
No. All right. How about best hair female?
Phyllis.
You know, I mean, I feel like this is her category. It's so hard because I feel like sometimes Phyllis, it's Sharon.
Yeah. No, consistently hers has, and she does it up in a couple different ways.
So you're talking Michelle Stafford?
Michelle Stafford.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Gina Tononi, but you're dead to me now.
Whoa.
You're gone. Michelle Stafford's hair is a good color. It's a good cut that she can.
It's so classic.
She can mix it up a little bit. Do the really, really straight.
Yeah.
Do the couple of curls, and it looks good. And she doesn't use it as a prop.
True. True.
Yeah.
I went with Mariah.
Mariah? Yeah.
Because every time Mariah's on, I'm always like, damn, her hair looks good.
Yeah,
her hair does look good. Even though, I think about a lot of the characters, but I feel like she has great hair.
Consistently.
And maybe doesn't get noticed as much for that. I would also say we don't have a best makeup category.
No.
But I would put Mariah in that category, too.
No, because she had that.
Sometimes she had, like, that funeral look, whatever that was.
Yeah, that, like, ultra-white
goth. That was, like, one bad kinda day the interns were in.
Yeah, yeah, so.
But I also, I mean, just in the running, I thought Abby's hair always looks really great. I mean.
No.
And so, really, you don't think so? Ooh.
She's my worst.
Oh, she's your worst female hair?
Yeah. Oh, you know who else's hair I like is Tracy's. Age appropriate, good color, good
age
cut.
Appropriate, yeah.
You know, not a lot of bangs and whistles. I liked it.
Okay. Well, I put this question up on our Instagram, and it was universal. Everyone said Nikki.
No, sorry, everyone. That's not true.
I was like, her hair's pretty often iconic.
I mean, it's okay, but it's not best.
I think because she can do like really fancy hair. And then sort of like run-of-the-mill, still like day glamour hair. I mean, she's really versatile, and it never looks bad typically.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's had some bad hair
experiences.
Style. Yeah, yeah, I don't know, because they do that. But
my runner-up for best hair female is Chelsea.
Oh, she's my worst.
Really? See, I like it because of all the things you just said about Nikki, that sometimes she can wear it up, and sometimes she can wear it just in a pony, and sometimes she can wear it down, and she's got a lot of versatility, but nothing comes out as, oh my God, what have you done to your hair?
Well, yeah, let's talk about worst hair then, because I picked Chelsea for female, because whereas Nikki, I feel like, in my mind, when she shows up with different hairstyles, she's got somebody who's doing it for her. Remember when she used to go to Mia for like half a minute to go get her hair done or get styled? I feel like Chelsea's hair is this like schizophrenic back and forth. Like, what are you doing? And it's like, I feel like she was always sort of this like casual beachy person inside.
She's over that. I mean, you need to get over that. She's
know,
not that person
like
anymore.
It's too much product, and I don't know.
Oh, see, I don't agree. I think it's
maybe it's because I just don't like her.
That could be. I think she probably spends way too much time on it. If it, you know, if Chelsea was a real person, she'd be working on her hair way too much.
Okay.
But
okay, yeah, I see. What
you
you're
know
saying.
That kind of also goes with
I'm
the
not
character.
Saying Melissa Claire Egan has bad hair because in regular photos she looks just fine. I think it's the character for me.
Okay.
I also had issues with Summer's hair sometimes. Mm-hmm.
It's just limp and lifeless.
Like,
it's a bad color.
Because sometimes
they need
her
to
hair
perk
looks
it up a little
great,
bit.
And then other days I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
here?
She phones it in too often.
Who was your... So your worst hair was Abby?
Was Abby.
Really?
And in the back of my mind, I've got another one. So let me think for a second. But yeah, Abby's is just
I think her
boring.
Hair looks great. It's classic.
It's too classic. It's too much a part of her personality, and there's no room for deviation. She doesn't change it enough.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, that is the curse of Lauren Fenmore.
Right.
Which I think
perennial
we should give
worst.
A nod to the fact that Lauren did not make our worst hair for this year.
Right.
And I know
she hasn't been on very much.
No, but she got it. She wasn't when that last week when we talked about the weird holiday lunch with Michael and Cricket and Paul. Her hair was way shorter. It was like that weave had been taken out and it actually looked slightly natural.
She's trying in 2020.
Yeah. All right, who's your worst hair male?
Nick.
Oh, roasted.
Oh, and baby Connor, or, you know, Connor.
Oh, well, does that count? He's a child.
Well, I know. Jeez. So he doesn't really count, but they're styling him to look like Adam.
Okay.
And I'm not crazy about Adam's hair. I'm not going to put him in the worst because it really does suit his character and all that.
He was my runner-up for worst hair.
Yeah, he's running a second or third for me.
So
for worst.
I went back in the summer. His hair was much better. It it was a little blonder, lighter brown.
Yeah, not so severe.
Very like you could run your hands through it. Now it's got this weird like what was that hair gel that we all used in 1989, like Dep gel.
Oh yeah,
kind of whoop.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing with that.
I'm gonna put him as my worst. Yeah, it's
But you forgot about Michael's hair.
Well, Michael is in a category of his own. I thought about this.
Was
like the televangelist hair. And then at the New Year's Eve party, he had it all slicked back like
That's
some
true.
Kind of a gangster. And it was just like, no, your hair is awful. You know, go to Devon's guy and just shave it off and start over.
Start over.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about outfits.
Okay.
Who do you have for best outfit male?
Kyle. I like his checked suits.
Yep. I have
things,
Kyle as well.
Things fit him. He's well put together.
Yeah. Despite his hair, which I disagree with a little bit, because it's a little like David Beckham-y for me, I think he always looks super slick no matter what he's wearing.
Right. But even... even when he's wearing casual clothes or, you know, just a towel.
Totally.
a towel. He wears a towel well.
Yeah.
You know.
So do you know how, you probably don't know. I ran across this article that the way that he ended up, he was discovered was that he was like a spin instructor at some really? Gym.
Okay.
And somebody was like, hey, have you ever done any modeling? Mm-hmm. And so he started doing some modeling. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, do you want to try acting? I don't mm-hmm. know. And that's like basically how he got into this. It was like pretty quick that... Anyway, that's
okay.
So that I want to say that's why he's got a hot bod.
Well, and that also explains why he's always looking offset to the cue cards.
Yes,
he's not an actor. And he really is. I think I having
looked that
to
up after you pointed that out that you mm-hmm. were like, he doesn't seem as practiced as others.
Yeah, because he's not. Okay, that makes a lot of sense then.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. My runner-up would be Theo.
Oh, I
who
didn't
also
think
wears
about
a
him.
Suit really well,
you're right.
And he wears, you know. Casual clubbing attire.
I like his rings, and I don't know why.
Right. You know, if I met someone who had those on, I would just be
I'd
like,
be judging
no.
them in my head.
Oh, absolutely. But it works for him.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wears, like, jewelry.
Yeah, he wears
male
jewelry.
Yeah.
Really well.
He kind of reminds me of, like, a 90s Johnny Depp, like, where he could just kind of wear it, but, you know, it's, like, part of who he is.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Who's your best outfit female?
I really have liked what they've been doing with Phyllis lately.
I know she always
that
looks good.
She's wearing the solid tones and you know she had on a deep blue checked kind of outfit the other day that just looked fabulous. It was like okay,
she looks great.
You look wonderful.
Yeah,
especially for someone who's living in a hotel. You know, and my backup would be Amanda Sinclair. She's also always. Really
I don't know. One
sharply
day she was wearing
dressed,
like a puffy shirt.
Oh, points off for that. Okay,
I don't know.
But
I almost took a photo of it and then I couldn't find it. So, you're gonna hate mine.
Of course. Go ahead.
I'm going with Abby.
No, Abby is really well dressed. I do agree with that. I wouldn't put her.
I love all the pink that they've been doing, and I mean, but I think there's definitely like this full Barbie vibe they're going for with her. But
well, and
know,
the fact that
like
she's
it.
Always dressed up.
Yeah.
Is disconcerting. It's like, when do you relax? Okay, never.
She relaxes in satin and lace.
Right. Well, you know, one of my other runners up is what's Devon's girlfriend's name?
Elena.
For the scrubs.
I know, I thought about that too.
You know,
because
they're always, it's very realistic and yet they're always completely unstained.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what part of the day it is.
Sure.
And you know, nurses will tell you, no. We wear scrubs for a reason because they're easy to clean. And
I thought it was because she was going into work. They were the clean ones.
Right, but we see her at work or after a long, hard day, and she's still pristine.
True.
So maybe she's not as good a nurse.
Oh, it is a soap
not
opera.
So, yeah, not so hands-on, but okay.
I also wanted to give a nod to when they broke the news that Neil died to Lily. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was like the opening of society, and Lily was wearing this like red glitter dress.
Yeah, I don't remember
I feel like
that
if you were
all.
To go back, you'd be like, and then Lily, I always think, looked really
she's
good,
always,
but she hasn't been on the show enough.
Right,
so
doesn't count.
Rip. All right, how about worst outfits? No, wait, worst outfit male.
Worst outfit male?
Yeah. So many.
Nothing's really jumping out at me,
oh,
though.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. Tell me yours and maybe that'll spark
well,
my mind.
Well, Chance. I know that he's new, but he's taken it for me in a big way.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, yes.
And I have to go back. Chance is my worst hair.
Oh.
His hair is wretched.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like they don't know what they're doing with him.
Right.
One day he looks like 70s detective. Mm-hmm. The next day he looks like, I don't know, a frat boy. I just feel like they're just.
They need to find.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, pick a lane.
Yeah. Okay, how about worst outfit female?
Worst outfit female, the off-the-shoulder...
Oh, my God, I picked the same thing.
...with the neck-still-attached sweater that Chelsea had on.
I called it the menopause sweater.
The menopause sweater,
what you called it.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
And also everything that Faith wore.
Oh.
You know, she had that big poodle skin coat on.
I couldn't decide. Well, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And I was like, I'm not sure how I
feel. I feel like it doesn't count because she was only on for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I'm also not a fan of Tessa's wardrobe. Because, again, they can't seem to figure out what.
So, yeah, they did a weird rebranding
what is
of
with
her,
her
this year, right?
Yeah, and it was a little better.
And then,
but then now it's not.
I feel like they're not sure what to do with that one either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about let's get into storylines.
Okay.
What was your best storyline of the year?
The death of Victor.
Really?
Yeah, because they totally threw me for a loop.
Oh, that's right. I bought into it. That's right.
I was like, you know, Eric Braeden is off the show and this is his subtle way of doing it. Nope. Totally pulled the wool over my eyes. They got me.
Like, Neil dying doesn't really count, does it? Because I feel like that wasn't planned.
Yeah, I feel like they handled it well, but that...
Yeah, that didn't count as a storyline for me. Okay. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I picked Adam is alive, living as a card shark.
Well, you know, great storyline, a lot of potential.
Yeah, I feel like it was absolutely ridiculous and also believable at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, of course he's been living with amnesia and he's a card shark. And
and getting shot is going to cure his amnesia. Because that really makes a lot of sense.
Stupid and yet so fitting. And and because of that, so many things happened.
Yeah, it was a great catalyst. And it was a good comeback.
Yeah. I also thought that Theo as a Vanderway is a... That's kind of like in the running for me just because I feel like that Theo kind of came on the scene and messed up a lot of things for...
Sorry, that's me pinging.
Oh, for Kyle and I don't know, he just and Summer, and I feel like he integrated himself really into the like into the city, into the stories, but that's not like my best storyline.
Yeah.
Just thought like it had a lot of potential for maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about worst storyline?
I think Billy's breakdown.
Yeah, I picked that too.
You know, that was socially irresponsible of the show to do that because now there's going to be people out there who think, oh, I can get through this myself.
I'll just lock my mentally ill son into the closet for seven days, or if he'll be fine.
As long as I don't talk to people about it, I will be able to cure myself of this severe mental illness.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, people. Sorry.
And also, it just wasn't, I don't know, I thought it was boring. I kept waiting for something bigger to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was, I mean, I'm not like complaining about the acting or anything like that. It just was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the fact that it was all neat and tidy wrapped up and then they're bringing it back is just irritating. It's like, why are we going through this again?
Yeah.
We already didn't like it the first time.
Totally.
So.
I agree. Okay. How about recasts? Who is your best recast?
Well, let's go over who has been recast. So Adam has been recast.
There were a lot this year.
And
Nate.
Nate was recast? Oh, okay. Didn't notice. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Chance. Phyllis. No, yeah, well, I'm sure. Was that a recast? I don't think
that's a return to the original, you know?
But I mean, it's like if Billy Miller came back. Fine, yeah. And then
I think it does count as a recast because she has taken the character in a different place.
Yeah.
You know?
Were there any other recasts that you can think of? I don't have any more.
No.
Okay. So who is your best male recast?
I think Adam. Adam has the latest Adam.
Yep.
You know, he has had to follow a lot of people who went on to be very successful as actors.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, can say they got their start, their big break.
Yeah.
But has made the role his own, and has taken it places that
I have like are a little bit darker and scarier. Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah,
he's more just really menacing, and and I like that. I think that's good. He's not so much of a. It's hard to call him a goody two shoes, but you know the others were, you know, always striving to be their best person, and they couldn't because of circumstances.
Yeah.
And this guy's just like, you know what? No, I'm going to embrace the evil.
Totally.
And run with it, and it's been great.
I agree. Yeah, Adam was mine, too. I feel like he fits the character.
Mm-hmm.
How about best recast female? Was there any other top choices?
Yeah, I don't think that there were any other.
I mean, I wasn't thrilled when I heard that, I mean, it's not that I don't like Michelle Stafford because I love her, but I felt a lot of ways about how, like, why would you cut one and then put in the other? And I don't know. I don't know the backstory. Yeah.
Well, I think I don't know the backstory either, but I think to me, it's like, okay, Gina Tononi came in on a 5-year contract.
Yeah.
and, you know, pending whether or not Michelle Stafford wants to come back.
Okay.
If she wants to come back, then you're out. And she said, I'll take the 5 years.
Okay. Okay.
And
got it.
You know, the fact that she made the character into a different person is kind of too bad. Because I really liked that Phyllis.
Yeah.
I would like to have that Phyllis stay on the show. Sure. And why can't Phyllis,
you know, they do it differently.
Come back as herself.
Sure.
You know, let's have Gina Tononi come back as Phyllis's long lost, you know.
Something.
Stepsister.
Cousin. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it would have mattered for me if there were other people recast, because I think Michelle Stafford is just such an icon.
Yeah.
So
it was easy. It was easy to, you know, slip her back in.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. How about worst recast?
Chance.
Yep.
No question.
Yep. No question. Yeah. Not at all. What about worst recast female? So, okay.
Well, there wasn't.
I think because of like what. Because we had to lose Gina Tononi,
right?
I
was that like, makes
well,
it
maybe
worse.
It's also Phyllis. So she wins best.
Yeah, she
and
gets
worst.
Both.
I don't know.
Gets both.
All right. How about new characters? Who were our new characters this year? We had Theo.
Theo. I feel like
Mia.
Elena.
Oh yeah.
Lola is kind of a new character.
Yeah. Lola was around before though. Were there other big new characters?
Not so much new characters, but older characters got like
Chance got brought back.
Chance got brought back, and
Amanda Sinclair,
and Tracy had more screen time.
Okay, yeah.
You know, Dina had more screen time.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know. So I don't know if those are.
I went
gonna
with
count.
True new characters. I don't know.
Hmm?
I went with true new characters. Okay. I mean, my best male is Theo because I liked him from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. He was such a tool.
They played
and then
right
now
into
it's
my
like,
hand.
Yeah. It's like, oh, now I know why he's a tool. Oh.
Yeah.
So
they've done
yeah.
so much character development. And then I read an interview with the actor a couple days ago.
He just must be beside himself.
I mean, I was like, well, how much of this is just what you think you're supposed to say? But it felt almost very true to the character.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was like humble beginnings. And that his mom used to watch The Young and the Restless.
Aww.
And that he was working in restaurants or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
being an actor.
It happened very fast that when he got offered this part, he didn't even have a chance to really, like, consider yes or no. It was just like, just do it.
Yeah.
And then his mother is beside herself.
Oh, of course, because now she gets to go to the set.
And so, like,
the way
he
we
grew
don't.
Up watching it. Yeah, I know. Right. And that, you know, he knew who Eric Braeden was since he was little.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, like, this is kind of like a dream come true for him.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Yeah, and so, but I was like, you know, is that just like phony BS?
Right.
That they
How much of that
there?
Is publicist?
Yeah, exactly. Just write the story that we all want to hear.
Right.
So best new character female, I said Mia because I'm sad that she left and I thought she was really fun.
Yeah, she could have. Yeah, she always irritated me.
I think that was the point though.
Yeah, and so her character did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not sorry to see her gone.
Oh, okay.
The person I am sorry that was a new character who didn't ever come back is her mom. Celeste.
Oh, that's right.
I loved
Celeste. Oh,
I wanted more
great.
Celeste, and I wanted her to hook up with Jack. And
well, it's not like she died. I mean,
yeah, but she might as well have.
She's not.
It's pretty clear she's not coming back.
Oh, that's a bummer.
To be a main character, which is too bad.
Okay. Did you have a best new female? Oh, you said Celeste. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. How about best love scene?
Well, I'm not sure if this counts as a love scene.
Okay.
But
it's hard to remember, like, you know, who had love scenes.
Who cares? You know, everybody.
Yeah.
But at the Grand Phoenix opening, when Mariah and Tessa were full on making out, I thought that was fabulous.
That was pretty good. You know, okay. That was pretty good. Yeah.
For, you know, a full on love scene, there was one with Devon and Elena that was really it was sweet, and it was like, oh wow, these people are really into each other, that's kind of hot, all right. And then to find out that they are together in real life, it was like, okay.
Yeah,
but the topper for me is Kyle and
Like that's your pick?
And Lola generally.
Uh-huh.
But they also win my worst.
Uh-huh.
For kitchen sex, some garbage. Yeah. That's definitely
garbage,
my worst.
Slime makeout. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, this is hard, but I think I went the opposite. I went like down and dirty where I picked mm-hmm. Theo and Summer because they, especially in the beginning when they were just like hooking up for fun.
Yeah.
And they had some pretty hot, like love sex scenes, mm-hmm. love scenes, you know?
Yeah. I think more sex than love, but okay.
Yeah. 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 So then your worst love scene was the trash
kitchen,
makeout.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was gross.
Yeah.
That was
it
sick.
It was repulsive.
Okay. Gross.
I'm really glad that we're on the same page about that.
I'm looking. How about best couple?
I think Kyle and Lola.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm over them already.
No, I'm still with them. I think that they make a cute first year together.
Okay.
You know, just got married, and that makes a difference kind of couple.
Okay.
I like their chemistry.
They do kind of live in their own little bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But just kind of the way that they tease each other.
What
and
do you think the longevity of them being
I
married
don't think
is
they'll be together for
in 1 year?
I think something will happen in the upcoming year, in 2020,
yeah,
that will cause strife.
But will it cause divorce?
I don't know.
I mean, remember they had like the fake pregnant, or not fake, but they had the pregnancy test that turned out to not be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So, I mean, it could always go down another pregnancy. We haven't had some babies for a while.
We haven't had babies
right?
in a while.
So it's
yeah.
time to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Somebody.
Yeah. but yeah, I think I just like them together as a couple. I think they're cute.
I can't believe you didn't pick this. I picked Mariah and Tessa.
Well, I felt like that was too easy. for me to pick that,
okay,
it's
yeah.
like, you know, I've been advocating for a lesbian couple since day one,
but so
and finally got it, and they're, you know,
I was a hater on Tessa for a long time,
long
though,
time.
Because I feel like the whatever, I don't know, she was whiny and mm. she was, I don't know, conniving, deceitful. Mm-hmm. There was a lot yeah. of things that I had a problem with Tessa,
mm-hmm.
and then something about this year, they've certainly made her. Way less obnoxious. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she's less
much
irritating
cooler now.
Yeah, she's calmed down.
Yeah, and I feel like
that's what coming out of the closet will do
oh,
for
okay,
you.
Okay, good to know. Make you less whiny.
Right.
But I also think their scenes together, like at the Grand Phoenix, mm-hmm. like the opening, were really funny, and
mm-hmm.
I do get this weird sense that something big is going to break
oh,
them up soon.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Right?
They're way too happy.
Yeah. You just can't be that happy
mm-mm.
in Genoa City
no.
for long, sadly.
No.
But right now, they will be my favorite couple.
Okay.
How about worst couple?
Cricket and Paul.
Do they count? They're not even on the show.
Okay. Well, yeah, but when they are, they're just the worst.
They are the worst.
I don't like them. Right now, my least favorite couple to be is Chance and Abby.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they're just tedious.
I'm not in with that. I said Sharon and Ray. I
yeah,
feel like
Sharon and
there.
Ray. Yeah, that's also very flat. Now that they're back together.
Yeah.
You know, they're just kind of settled into this really pasty, passive
yeah.
kind of, all right, how's you doing, babe?
Yeah.
I'm great.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I don't know. Yeah, there's just nothing
There's no
special.
Flair.
Best love triangle.
Kyle, Lola, Summer.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's kind of a quadrangle with Theo in there, but not so much.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
you know.
He's not in there yet.
He's not in there yet, but if. If there is a wedge, he's going to swoop in on Lola in nothing yeah. flat.
Well, on New Year's Eve, he tried to dance with Lola,
mm-hmm.
and then Summer kind of scooped him away and was like, mm-hmm. what are you doing? And he
yeah.
said, it's time to make my intentions
make my...
known or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, which is
like,
totally
whoa,
stupid.
What are you doing?
Because they're a married couple.
Yeah.
They're newlyweds.
Yeah.
They can't keep their hands off each other. Get the hint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that. Worst love triangle?
Sharon, Adam, and Chelsea.
Sharon, Adam, Chelsea. Tell me why. I mean, Sharon hooked up with Adam more than once?
Just the once. Actually, I'm going to change it to Nick, Adam, and Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Because...
Yeah. I know. And so just last week over New Year's, it was like, Nick, let Chelsea go. Let her go. Yeah. Go to Adam.
Right.
Whatever.
So and she does.
I know. Wait, what? And all Adam does is like try to control and manipulate. Mm-hmm. And I can't even believe how many people online, because I spend a lot of time online, clearly, are like vetting Chelsea and Adam. Like, what is wrong with you people? He is a manipulator. He just wants to own things.
And she's easily manipulated.
Yes.
So they are kind of the perfect couple. They will feed each other's insecurities. And
well, Nick was always too good for her anyway. So, wow. Yeah.
Well, he was her rebound.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned that. And it was like,
so who's Nick going to be with?
Well, who's he got?
Phyllis.
He's got Phyllis. And they've been sparking between him and Phyllis.
A lot.
But I think Phyllis is going to...
I don't think they'll go back to that.
Think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, a runner-up would be Phyllis, Chance, and Abby.
Like that as a triangle?
That is a triangle. Yeah. And gross.
I also was thinking back earlier in the year when it was Abby, Arturo, and Mia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, that didn't last very long. Mm-mm. But, yeah, there weren't any crazy, crazy love triangles.
Yeah, nobody did anything really absurd.
No. All right, how about best death?
Victor.
Oh, that was my worst.
No, because he totally fooled me.
I put dead in quotes.
Okay, yeah.
Because to me that was the worst.
Who's really dead? Nobody. Adam's not really dead.
I guess so. Well, Neil.
Yeah,
that's the best and worst. It's its own category. Yeah, that doesn't really count. Well, I'm going to say it was the best death because it was handled so well.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Just as another option would be the death of Chelsea's husband.
Oh, and what is... that is another worst for me because he was on for half a day and they keep talking about him.
Right. Yeah. They keep bringing him back and it was like, we don't care
about
this guy at all.
No.
Let him rest in peace.
I don't even remember
peace.
What he looks like. Didn't even see the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So who was your worst death? Was that it?
I think that was it. Okay. Yeah.
How about best wedding?
Kyle,
who were the weddings?
Kyle and Lola.
There were only Kyle and Lola and Kyle and Summer. Were there other weddings?
I don't think so. I think those are the only two.
This is a real dry year for weddings. Yeah. Usually somebody like runs away. I mean, so like...
Wait, there's usually an elopement or
Billy and Victoria did their little recommitment
party.
Right,
we can call that a wedding.
And then Mariah and Tessa did sort of their anniversary commitment thingy. But
that was No, that wasn't a commitment thingy.
But I feel like...
Trust me.
Well, no. I'm saying as an anniversary acknowledgement because they've never been able to really have like a commitment wedding.
But why not? They can get married now.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Why aren't they getting married?
Because it's Wisconsin.
There's a storyline.
Isn't Wisconsin super conservative?
No, they've got a game governor.
Oh.
Or did.
Well, the teacher union is gone.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never been there. I don't want to generalize, but I thought it was a red state. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't know. But I think...
Well, you can just hop over here to Oregon.
Yeah, there you go.
You could marry a lamppost if you want.
But you have to really want to.
Well, I mean, I felt like Kyle and Lola because
their wedding was beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it was really nice.
It was really sweet. And yet...
what?
Again, setting up expectations for young brides across the world of you can totally do this on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to spend $50,000 to have
minimum.
This wedding. Yeah. At the minimum, you know,
yeah.
You can just throw it all together. But that being said, if you have unlimited funds, that would be the way to go.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
I thought it was a beautiful wedding. It was a nice service.
Yeah.
Clothes
and that
were
was
good.
Like where I really felt like they went like three or four episodes.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was very authentic to like all the things that happen at weddings.
Right.
And
yeah.
I don't know. The sound was really good. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Worst wedding.
Well, the what was it, a bedside wedding of Kyle and Summer?
Bedside?
Well, did they get married in a... I thought they were in the hospital.
It was like in the athletic club. Because it was like
real
quick.
It was so bad I don't even remember it.
It was like, I think it was in the athletic club. Because it was like Mariah and Abby were kind of had figured out what was going on and they were glaring from the bar, you know. Yeah. And so this is why I think I am fully okay with Kyle breaking or Lola breaking up with Kyle or whatever, is because I think we all need to remember that when Kyle was supposedly so deeply in love with Lola, who was in the hospital waiting
dying
for a kidney
of liver disease,
Kyle was banging Summer on their honeymoon night. Yeah, and it wasn't just once. Right? There were like, I don't know,
multiple
banks where he was, they were getting the hot and heavy and he'd be like, no, no, no. And then she'd be like,
this
yes,
is
yes,
just
yes.
For show. Yeah.
And I felt like if he really loved Lola that much,
yeah, he would have
that
stayed
was not
true
a sacrifice.
To her. Right.
So he's a dog, and I will not let that
You'll
go.
Never forgive him. Okay.
No.
All right.
And so, like, whatever. They break them up. It's fine. He doesn't deserve her. Biggest shocker.
That Adam could have amnesia for 3 years and... No, the biggest shocker was for me that Victor wasn't really dead.
Yeah,
again,
see, and I just
I've said
knew
it before.
He was,
they
I
just,
knew he was coming back.
Yeah, they pulled the wool over my eyes.
Well, I mean, it wasn't planned, but I feel like Neil dying was my biggest shocker.
Well, sure. Yeah, I feel like that can't be in the running because that was...
Okay.
Another big shocker would be that how they figured out a way to have... Theo become part of one of the families.
That was mine because
you
it's
know
just
they really stretched on that one, but it worked.
What about Kane and Tracy making out? How about that was a good shocker.
I was on board with that whole relationship. Yeah. I would have kept Kane, and I don't like Kane. Kane's an ass.
Maybe
so.
Maybe
I thought,
the actress who plays Tracy knew that they were going to write him out, and she was like going to the writers like, "But just give me one good make-out
right
before he
goes." There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would applaud that.
I said Theo's an Abbott, too, because I don't think there were any huge shockers. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, JT coming back. Pff,
yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. Adam's car track was super fun.
Yeah.
But I knew he was coming back. I just got it wrong because I think it was in this, like, January, before the whole Abbott Cabin JT thing happened, that somebody was lurking in the walls.
Right. And you said that it was Adam in the walls.
Yeah, I thought surely it was Adam in the walls. Mm-hmm. I guess it was JT. I think maybe they weren't sure who they wanted at the time.
Right.
So we're going to have a secret mystery person in the walls.
Mm-hmm. And then see what audience reaction is. I hope it's so-and-so or so-and-so else. Yeah.
And so it wasn't a surprise that Adam came back because I thought surely that was Adam. Adam was on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We're getting down to the wire here. I had best cameo, but were there any cameos? I couldn't even come up with one. Usually there's like a cameo here or there or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, surrounding Neil's funeral, that all of those people came back.
But we did see but those weren't really cameos. Were they?
Well,
isn't a cameo like when a real person comes in?
When a real person comes in as themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like there weren't, unless the two women who were there for the cosplay queens of
the Marie Antoinette Anne Boleyn couple.
Yeah. You know, if they're real people, then I think they did a great cameo, but not so much because I don't realize that.
Yeah.
I feel like there really weren't any cameos. Okay.
All right. How about most competent? These are the banger ones right
here. These are the ones that are contemplated to extreme all year long.
Yeah, all year I think about who's most competent.
Yeah. I would say Phyllis for her security detail at the Grand Phoenix.
Really?
Because of what she did for whatever nefarious reasons, she did manage to end the hostage situation without anyone getting hurt.
Okay.
Other than, bruises for Chance when he fell through the ceiling.
Yeah.
But really? That whole storyline would not have gone the way they did if Phyllis hadn't been such a good security manager.
That is not one I would have picked. Who am I going to pick? I got three right here.
Okay.
I think I'm going with Lola because
yeah,
she went from, I mean, she's like 20.
Right.
And went from like running a food truck to suddenly running the
hottest restaurant in town.
Yeah. Being like the, you know, culinary master of Genoa City.
Mm-hmm.
Bagging Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like everything she does at, like, even the holiday dinner, she was like, let me just whip up a catered dinner for the Abbotts. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like everything she does is, I mean, like, I have no concerns that, like, if Lola was sick, she'd still try to go into work, right?
Sure.
She's just a diehard worker.
She's a doer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think she's very competent.
Mm-hmm.
But the higher you up you are, the farther you can fall.
That's right.
I thought Elena is pretty competent, too, for the most part. But, like, I don't know. Sure. There's I also felt like Sharon should really get a nod for...
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe this is, like, the annual Sharon category now. Because she used to be our most incompetent.
Oh, for
years. And I feel like she's been running as most competent for a while.
Yeah. No, I think the whole storyline of her deciding to go back to school and get her master's degree in social work and showing that that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And then giving Connor, you know, really competent therapy and doing things that a therapist would do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that she's not making it worse by her incompetence.
Totally.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's been good. Who was your most competent?
Most competent?
Yeah.
Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis, you just said that. Okay, least competent.
I'm going to go with Jack.
Really?
Yeah, because just decide. Do you want to be part of
oh.
Jabot or not? Do you want to be CEO or not? This back and forth and upsy downsy and I didn't know what to do with my life. And, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of what Billy's doing too, right?
Yeah, but Billy's making it interesting because he's got it in kind of a menacing, he might actually do harm at some point.
Okay.
You know, I can see Billy becoming a basement vigilante or, you know, revolutionary you know, building bombs and he's going to take down the whatever, you know, whereas Jack would just be like whining.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't decide and nobody loves me. Well, maybe because you're a little whiny bitch.
I mean, he's been surprisingly single for a while.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
And I feel like he teared up a little bit when he and Phyllis had like a...
Yeah, they had a moment around New Year's and it was just like, no,
like
you're not getting back.
Yeah,
you're not getting back together. So don't even think about it.
No, not going to.
That's not happening.
Oh, this is so hard, but I'm going to say Abby.
As most competent?
Least competent.
Oh, least competent. Okay.
Because I realize...
But she has so much success.
I realize that, yes, she does appear on the surface to be this real estate mogul.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't remember, the opening of Society was a straight
disaster.
Shit show.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't even believe that restaurant opened, let alone stayed open. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Lola that was the problem. It was Abby's management of all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The pipes bursting and the lights going off and the alarm. Yeah. And the only reason that it opened is because Arturo came in and
fixed everything.
Saved her.
Yeah.
It had very little to do with Abby. And then on the heels of that, then she opened the Grand Phoenix, which although the
drug palace, the Grand Phoenix,
Molly'd Grand Sangria was hilarious. Yes. And I loved it. I felt like those were two of her biggest moments of the year that were completely ruined.
Mm-hmm.
By lack of competence.
Oversight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, having the open pitchers just sitting there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm surprised more people didn't poison them.
Right after that was the big hostage situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like Abby's business skills,
while
on the surface it does appear that she owns some things, they're not being managed well whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think... You know, part of it also is that no one has an office in the Grand Phoenix. I mean, I know that that's a set concern, but, you know, come on.
I also said Chelsea and Adam as parents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're clear, clear winners in the parenting category.
Yeah.
In terms of incompetent. They're doing absolutely everything wrong it's that like could be checklist. Done wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't realize that the checklist is things you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You shouldn't cater to your kid. You shouldn't. Just everything. Everything that they've done has been wrong.
It's bad.
Except for saving the kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Can we put
right.
the kitten down as the best birth?
Best everything. Best storyline. <Right.
laughs> Best cuteness quotient. Yeah.
Best cameo.
There you go. Best sound in a box.
Yeah. And I wondered if the kitten thing was going to be like, oh, we're never going to see the kitten again. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the next day, I actually felt good about the fact that Adam went to, like,
I know, that
the pet
was
store
so
and
cute.
Got all the stuff. And he was, like, playing with the cat toys.
Mm-hmm.
And it suddenly made sense that, yes, Adam would be a cat person.
Totally would be a cat person. Yeah.
So.
Dogs have too much love. For Adam.
They're
to,
too loyal.
To handle. Yeah. Yeah. He can't trust them.
Yeah.
They're too nice.
He needs something that will look at him with disdain and
right.
sit in a
and
window.
Just say, no, I'm not eating that. You chase a feather.
So, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if the kitten will actually come back. Like, we'll actually
I doubt
see.
It.
I think we're just going to hear about the cat. But that was surprising to me, too, because
there's
then suddenly Connor has a heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was very redeeming for Connor.
Yeah.
You know, that he's not a demon seed 100%.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's why I felt like that was like the nail in the coffin for Adam and Chelsea for me, because mm-hmm. the night they brought home the kitten, like, Connor's like, no, he can live because mm-hmm. we can try to save him.
Right. At least try.
And Adam
just
and
like,
Chelsea were so fatalistic.
So
like,
much.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's breathing, but he's dead.
But, yeah, he's dead inside. Yeah. Just the outside like, needs to catch up.
Christ.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. They were.
It was distraught for me.
Well, and again, you know, that shows bad parenting.
Yeah.
You know, it's they weren't.
Where was the optimism?
They weren't, you know, buffering him, you know, okay, now, honey, this might not work. You know, kitten might die. Probably won't. We're going to do the best we can. There was no, none of that. It was just like, nah, that cat's going to die.
Maybe this opens a spot for the resident vet.
Oh, there you go. Because we need one. Yeah.
Everybody should have more pets.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get called in for pet
well,
emergencies.
You know, and that would be a great new lesbian character. The lady vet.
Yeah. we're just right in 2020
I know,
now.
Right?
All right. Do you have any final thoughts on 2019?
I thought it was good. It was nice to get back into the swing of things. I thought that the storylines, for the most part, didn't make me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like where things seem to be going.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll, you know.
There's no way if I would have looked back a year ago with all the JT stuff that I ever would have really thought a lot of things that are happening right now would mm-hmm. be in play.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there was anything that like just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking for.
I'm looking for an uptick in the action.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It just felt real.
We need some more
tame.
Fighting. You know, that there's squabbling and there's been bickering, but there hasn't been any real all out.
And there hasn't been like an earthquake or a fire.
Yeah, that windstorm was lame.
Yeah.
That windstorm should have been, you know,
it was
much
like
more
one
dramatic.
Night.
Yeah.
It's like when we have a windstorm.
Right.
Like, shelter in place. We're
yeah,
good.
The end.
yeah. So I'm looking for some tragedies, some births.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I care about weddings so much, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that I'm sure that there will be a
steal
wedding.
Steal a baby.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know. Okay. Well, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you fully disagree with everything we've just said, you can just get
you
on.
You can shut
our,
up.
Get on Instagram and look us up, The Young and the Restless Recap. just troll me all you want.
There you go.